T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Patriots, let's look at the cap space. According to Miguel, and he's excellent at this, he's been doing this for years, 3,834. My guess is than $1 million. So let's bring Miguel Benson on the line with us right now. Miguel, how you doing?
Doing all right. Trying to stay safe.
Yeah, boy, Miguel.
That's all you can do, brother. That's all you can do. So you tell us. I'm looking at 803,000. Certainly not enough. You have looked at all of this stuff. You give us some ideas. How could the Patriots find some cap space to go out and get new players?
They could extend Stephon Gilmore, pay him around the top of the market. Same thing with Darius Slay got, and lower his cap number by between $3 to $5 million. Depending on how long you want to extend the deal. If you want to go have it a 1-year extension, 2-year extension, 3-year extension. A 3-year extension means you're paying the signing bonus over 5 years. The longer you go out, the greater the cap savings would be in 2020. But $3 to $5 million with Gilmore, you could do the same thing with Hightower. Hightower could probably save you about $5 million, right? Cut Gannon, that saves you about $3.8 million in the cap.
Whoa. How much does it save you?
3.8. Okay. I'm rounding up, okay? All right. You go to Mohamed Sanu. You say, we don't think you're worth $6.5 million in the cap. We think you're worth $4 million, but we'll give you a chance to earn the $2.5 million back in incentives. You do well in the season, you get the money back. You
know, why would he take that? Would you have to extend him a year? Could you sit there and say, we'll give you $2 million and maybe it's $8 million at $2 million?
Why would he do that? Because he does it now. He's still a free agent. He's still with the team. I mean, obviously, the problem with offering anybody a player a deal is if there's a pay cut or restructure, they say no. You kind of have to cut the player. Otherwise, right. You can't offer the same deal. You lose your credibility in the locker room.
So, Miguel, a lot of people talking about Julian Edelman, and they say, well, just trade him to Tampa Bay, send him with Tom Brady. Can the Patriots move on from Julian Edelman?
Cap-wise, it would create cap space for them.
It would?
It would create about $3 million in cap space for them now. You create more cap space after June 2nd than because his 2021 signing bonus ration would stay on 2021 cap.
But I'm seeing cap of $8.3 million if they move on from him.
Okay, because that is because that's considering cutting him. If you cut the player because his salary is guaranteed, that's that money. That's that dead money. But if you trade him, that's different because his guaranteed salary would go to the Buccaneers. I don't know where you get that information, Lou, but it really matters if the player has guaranteed salary, how much dead money happens when you trade him.
I'm looking at that Spo track, and over the cap has been dead cap.
Okay, all right. I'm done. I'm off the phone.
I follow you.
The competition.
I think you've stopped kind of updating that thing, haven't you, for the most part? Are you still just writing your articles?
I stopped writing the articles. I'm just doing it on Twitter. It's just easy for me to reach out to my fans that way.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law had some heart surgery last fall, so I wasn't really – I got so busy taking care of her, I stopped writing, and I just realized, But now with the work and stuff like that, I'm going to go back to writing.
Yeah, boy.
But now I'm going to go back to writing. I just want to try to do something. I want to be able to say to people, hey, if you like what the work I'm doing, I want to work with a Hartford Manning, and I want to help someone buy a house. All right? So I want to raise my goal is to have the website and raise money to help someone buy a house. You know what I'm saying?
Good. I like it.
So that's my goal, and I haven't set it up yet because of this whole, I was supposed to meet with someone, but the whole virus thing with Habitat Man, that kind of pushed other things off.
Change
everything, boom, I'll be out there, and you'll see my numbers out there again. But
It is what it is. Okay.
But
okay, we're talking
on Twitter. You follow me on Twitter at Pat Scab. Everything I say, it's out pretty much out there. Please, folks, read my pinned tweet, all right? And that other site, don't even mention it.
All right, thanks, Miguel. We're talking to Miguel from PatScab. Thank you for that endorsement. So here's my question, right? So Glenn says there's not a lot of money. So it looks like the Pats have a lot of draft picks, and they keep getting these compensatory picks.
Right.
Is that how those guys are getting paid, from that pool of money? Is that how? So, I mean, could a team have the rookies? So the rookies, when they're getting paid, are you supposed to take into account the cap space when you're thinking about how many draft picks you have, how much money you can spend these rookies?
Okay, so like right now, it's March. The draft is not until April. It may be postponed. If the day before the draft, the Patriots do not have enough cap space to sign the draft class, they'll have to make some room. All right. So right now, if they don't make any transactions and they kept the same 12 draft picks, they would need about $2.2 million in cap space to sign the draft class. All right. They don't have enough right now, but I'm not worried about it because I know they have to do something.
Another way of looking at it. So when people look at the way the Patriots handle the draft, oh, listen, they're trading draft picks. Oh, look, why'd they get rid of this pick? Because sometimes they may not have enough money to support all the draft picks, so they have to get rid of them.
Oh, that's never been true.
Why?
I'm sorry, Christian.
Hold on. Jesus. Oh. Wait, hold on a second. So, because I want to make sure I want to make sure you understand it. So, if you have 12 draft picks, and you sign all draft picks, you have to have enough money to sign all the draft picks, right?
Okay.
Right? You said you need about $2 million. I know, but let's say you can't get rid of this guy, you can't renegotiate with this guy, they all say no. Now you have 12 draft picks and you don't have enough money. Wouldn't you need to get rid of those draft picks in order to sign these guys, or could you hold on to them and then hope you could figure something out at a later date in the summer?
No, you can wait to sign the draft class. You can wait till right before training camp to sign the draft class.
Yeah. You have more time to figure out a way to pay those guys. So it has nothing to do with drafting right there on that day.
No, you don't have to. Okay. You don't have to. No, but you need the cap. You need to have the cap space. There will be a rookie pool number. You need to have that. I forget. It's been several years since a team was forced to cut to create cap space for it. So I'm not. It's been several years since that happened.
Who sets the rookie pool number? How is that determined?
By the increase in cap. All right. So if you if you go to Nick Corte, who you should follow on Twitter, right? He does a great job of figuring out the rookie pool numbers. So he has it out there on overthecap.com/draft. All right. You can figure it out from there what each team is going to has to do in a rookie pool. As far as the draft class, I'll say this, Christian. Like the lower guys, the lower round guys, like the fifth and sixth and seventh round guys, if they make the roster, all right, they're going to create cap space because they're going to beat out the guy who's making $2 to $3 to $4 million. All right? But if they don't make the roster, their signing proration is already on the cap. So you haven't lost anything.
I think that's important to know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because when people start looking at the roster and there's money, a lot of people think they know how it works, and Bill always talks about there's so many different ways to run their business and to find money, and then roster manipulation. It really is mind-boggling all the different scenarios that can come up where you can find money or you can save money, and how when that roster is set, why that guy got that job.
Miguel, let me give you three more, and I want you to tell me whether they're viable and when it could happen. Tooney, there's no way Joe Tooney is going to stay with this franchise tag. They're going to work out a deal, and they're going to relieve themselves of a lot of money in year one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Antonio Brown. When do they get word? When is the hearing on whether they can get that $9.5 million bucks back? Okay. And isn't there still money on Aaron Hernandez on the books?
No. So let's go.
But can they get that back? Can they get that money back?
They got the money back early this year. For Hernandez. All right. So I track everything with a Patriots salary cap. All right. So I estimated what their adjustment number would be for incentives, first incentives and grievances and credits. I thought it was going to be negative $300,000. All right. It actually came out to be $3 million. The only explanation for that, a positive, is Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
The Patriots won't say that. All right, I have no chance of having the Patriots confirming my suspicion. But the only possible explanation is Aaron Hernandez, because it's been so long, and I knew for 100% that they were going to win that grievance. All right, so I knew as soon as I knew my number is my adjustment number was wrong by $3 million. I said, bingo, that's Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
So that's on the books.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, he's going to have a grievance hearing in May. I think it's 50-50 the Patriots win, because I think that if you can look at the CBA and so it favors the Patriots, they will do so. Because I think the NFL do not want to be in a position where they force Robert Kraft to pay him Antonio Brown money, and then the next day Antonio Brown does something stupid, whatever it may be.
Okay, so they would get you're saying they could get $9.5 million bucks back. Would that go on the books in May?
Not in May. Sorry, according to the way the CBA reads, if you get a credit for any signing bonuses, it will pay for the next league year. So we'll show up in 2021.
Okay.
Well, that's crazy. So you're telling me the NFL would rather – so you're saying it's 50-50, even though it's a signing bonus, and so they kind of lucked out by prorating. If they gave it all to him when he signed, there would be no issue, right? Or I guess the Patriots could still file a grievance on their end.
Right.
It's a matter of possession. They never paid him the money. They waited two – they had a delay. For some reason – They usually get the signing bonus right away. For him, they waited 2 weeks. They never paid him the money. That's why he filed the grievance.
Interesting. And finally, before we let you go, Joe Tooney, you got to anticipate they're going to redo that deal, correct?
Yes. Extend him, lower, pay him like a top 10, top 5 guy, and you can still lower his cap number by $5 to $6 million.
All right, a lot of money there. So good information.
They could if they did like six of the things we had mentioned, they can get up to the crate about $25 million in cap space.
Oh, terrific. Boy. Great information. Thanks, Miguel. You can catch him at Pat's Cap. Okay, at Pat's Cap on Twitter. Thanks, Miguel. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Bye bye.
He was with us on the Harbor One Hotline. I want to make sure we get that out
there.
Got it. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction to all of this, so they could find some room here, right? Might not be easy, but they can find some room. We'll get to it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.